Jesus is here with his heart exposed. He says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I tell you solemnly that the greatest evil in the world today is departure from the truth of the two great commandments of love, love of God above all else, and neighbor as self. When these truths are violated, whole nations are easily led astray. Without the firm foundation of holy truth, dictators easily rise to power. Love of God and neighbor suffers persecution even as truth itself is challenged in the name of freedoms and rights. As soon as truth is handily put aside, sin takes its place and is even supported by law. This is the beginning of the moral degeneration of whole nations. As I have repeated to you over and over, what is in hearts is then in the world around you. Your country took a giant step yesterday, Election Day, towards being known as a liberal nation, a nation where anything goes. The ones who will suffer the most will be the innocents in the womb, and those who try to live in holy truth, which is holy love. You must draw together now under my leadership as lambs flock around their shepherd. My hope, and yours as well, is the remnant who listen to my voice. I know them, and they know me. You are the ones who, living in truth, must reveal evil for what it is, not freedom, but slavery to sin. These events, which are striking at the moral fiber of your nation, were bound to happen before my return. It is because of this imminent moral decline that I have set this mission apart and upheld it in the attacks and controversies of those who would destroy it. Do not be disheartened, then. I come today to renew your spirit and to encourage you in the battle that lies ahead. None shall undo my plans here. While those who have accepted Satan's lies will face daunting struggles, my mission will flourish. Unity in holy truth is the key. Mark my words to you today. The evil forces that will seem to conquer your nation will, in the end, crumble. Holy love will be victorious. This mission's existence, in the face of all the evil that has opposed it, is your proof. I am bringing the world to your doorstep, for while this mission has not been popular in your own country, it will gain strength from many other nations that recognize the false allegations levied against it for what they are. My brothers and sisters, be content with being part of my remnant faithful, for this holy remnant is the foundation of my victorious return. Yes, on the day when all seems lost, holy love will be victorious. Until such a time, I am here to guide you, to protect you, to shepherd you. Let my messages, my mother's messages, and the messages of the saints be the shepherd's staff which guides you past the briars of liberalism in its most devastating manifestations. If you allow heaven to shepherd you, you will not be confused by the legalization of sin, mistaking civil law as a moral right. Realize that all leadership is not just leadership in my Father's eyes. Cling to me, Shepherd of Divine Love. My brothers and sisters, come to realize that hearts that do not accept my Father's divine will, which is holy love, have chosen this next president of yours. It is very difficult for hearts which do not live in holy love to recognize evil. Therefore, you must pray that holy love in hearts spreads, and that more come to recognize the path your country takes. Today, I'm blessing you with my blessing of divine love.